Today, we're talking about something that I get asked quite a bit by people who are thinking about moving here, not necessarily people who are already here. And that question is, what does it actually cost to live in Tahlequah? You know, not what you're going to find online or what the relocation article says, but what real life looks like month to month. Because you'll hear people say Tahlequah is affordable, and it is. But affordability means very different things depending on your expectations and then also where you're coming from. I've had people move here and feel like they got a raise without changing jobs. And then I've had people move here and still feel like it was kind of financially tight. So today I want to walk you through the actual numbers, what those numbers translate to in everyday life, and the expenses newcomers almost never anticipate before they move. So let's start with the raw data, and this information is coming from Google, so you can check it out yourself. But on average, annually, Tahlequah, roughly it costs about $12,864 a year in housing, and about $8,496 in groceries, and around $10,800 on general goods and services. And here's the one that always catches everyone's attention. The Google information states that the average rent in Tahlequah is $729 a month, which is about 55% lower than the national average. So when people hear that, they immediately assume that life must be incredibly cheaper here. But here's the important thing to know. Cost of living is not just about prices, it's about pressure. And Tahlequah changes pressure people feel in their finances more than actual math. So what rent truthfully looks like here, and context is where this matters the most, that $729 number is heavily influenced by apartments and small units. Most families moving to Tahlequah are not renting those apartments. They're renting houses or larger units. So let's talk about the real life range. For a three-bedroom house in Tahlequah, the range is truly more $1,250 to $1,700 per month. Most common middle price around $1,400 to $1,550. Newer and updated homes in bougier neighborhoods can be anywhere from $1,650 to $1,900. Now, older homes on the edge of town, rural areas, $1,100 to $1,300. And here's something newcomers don't think to expect. In Tahlequah, rent isn't driven just by the square footage. It's also very location driven. Two houses with similar size can have completely different rental price depending on the school district, how close you are to town, whether you're on a paved road or a dirt road, the proximity to the hospital, to the university, to the river, to the lake. And this is why some people move here expecting ultra cheap rent based on Zillow, and then they're in complete sticker shock. Our rental inventory is limited, and therefore it really does become a situation of the more desirable housing is, the higher the price is going to be. So keep that in mind. Now, why everything revolves around housing? Housing is the biggest reason people's financial lives shift when they move here. In larger cities, housing takes up such a large percentage of the income that everything else becomes surviving on a budget. People budget their groceries carefully, they delay maintenance, they put off travel, they constantly feel like they're behind. Here, I regularly see buyers who have moved in whose monthly housing payment is similar to, and sometimes even lower than, what they were paying rent elsewhere. And something psychological happens. When the housing becomes manageable, it just becomes smoother for your everyday everything. So stop thinking in weeks and start thinking in years. Instead of, can we afford this repair right now? It becomes, should we upgrade the kitchen next year? That's a very different financial life. Now let's really talk about renting versus owning. The rent number sounds low, and compared to national average, it absolutely is. But Tahlequah has such limited rental inventory, which means rent is affordable, but not always stable. When someone buys a home, their principal and interest payment stays predictable. When you rent long-term, you're going to be exposed to the availability changes, so supply and demand. So keep that in mind because you will receive increases in your rent. So many first-time buyers here aren't buying because they plan to. They're buying because they realize ownership gives them more control. And control means lower financial anxiety more than just anything else. So let's talk about the everyday aspect, the true numbers. Groceries average around $8,400 a year, but lifestyle affects this heavily. People who move from larger metro areas, they notice something interesting. They cook more. They're at home more. They host more. Why? Because they're not commuting an hour or two. Another hidden savings is time. You're not spending that hour in traffic every day. You're not paying for parking. You're not constantly grabbing for the convenience meal. You just simply have more time. So when your schedule slows down, your spending often naturally follows that. And most people don't realize how much commuting shapes their budget until it disappears, and then they're thrilled with that newfound money. Utilities and property. Let's talk about that part that does surprise newcomers. Utilities. Homes here are larger than apartments or townhomes that people have generally been renting in other areas. You may have more square footage, more windows, definitely more lawn to keep up with. You'll run your heat, you'll run your air conditioning because we have extreme temps. And another big change is maintenance. So you may suddenly own a yard, trees, drainage, sidewalks, possibly a septic system or a well. Now, you don't have a landlord anymore, so these are your responsibilities. For some people, that feels a little bit stressful at first, but most people quickly realize they're investing in something, and they're investing in their long-term lifestyle. Now, the lifestyle costs that people don't think to budget for, here's the ironic part. Most people save money on fixed expenses after moving here, but they spend more on actual living. Why? Because you actually live differently. You host family gatherings, you have weekends at the lake, you float the river, you work on projects, you spend weekends outdoors. People often end up buying things they never planned for. Outdoor equipment, tractors, doing home projects, lake activities, gotta have a boat, hobby gear. Their life simply expands, and so does their spending, but it feels very different than survival spending. Now, let's talk about who does financially well here. The people who tend to thrive financially in Tahlequah are remote workers, retirees, young families, people living in very high-cost areas or states, and the reason this happens is because their income stays the same while their fixed cost or expenses drop. The people who struggle usually aren't income limited, they're expectation limited. If someone expects big city conveniences, constant services, and zero maintenance, small town life can feel a little bit harder. But if someone wants breathing room financially and mentally, then they almost always do well here. The real benefit, and here's the biggest difference that I see, is Tahlequah doesn't just change the budget, it changes your decision making. When housing is manageable, people tend to save more, plan more, invest more. They're definitely more stress-free. And instead of asking, can we afford to stay afloat? They start asking, what do we want our life to look like? And that's the best part. And that's why so many people move here to Tahlequah and never leave. And if they have left previously, they're trying to move back. So yes, Tahlequah is affordable, but more importantly, it's livable. It allows your money to support your life instead of your life supporting your bills. Nobody wants that. And if you've ever wondered whether a move here would actually work for you and your situation, it's a conversation worth having before making that big change. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.